Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Monday, March 16th, 2026. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. Leading off today, Apple has announced that due to regulatory discussions in China, developers will pay a lower App Store commission starting this week. In a post on its developer website, Apple said it's making several changes to the China mainland version of the App Store for iPhone and iPad. The company says these changes are the result of discussions with Chinese regulators, but does not go into much detail beyond that. The headlining change is that the commission rate for standard Apple in-app purchases and paid app transactions will be 25%, down from the current rate of 30%. For members of the App Store Small Business Program, the rate will drop from 15% to 12%. And for auto renewals of in-app purchase subscriptions after the first year, the rate will drop to 12% from 15%. Again, there are no details on what sort of regulatory discussions led to these changes. Apple says, quote, "We strive for iOS and iPadOS to be the best app ecosystem and a great business opportunity for developers in China. We are committed to terms that remain fair and transparent to all developers, and to always offer competitive App Store rates to developers distributing apps in China that are no higher than overall rates in other markets," end quote. Apple, of course, continues to battle regulatory changes in other countries and regions, including the EU, Brazil, and the United States. Next up today, it turns out Apple is not done with hardware announcements. In a surprise press release this morning, Apple announced AirPods Max 2. This is the third update to AirPods Max following their initial introduction in December of 2020. The last revision came in 2024, and the only change was swapping the Lightning port for a USB-C port. Thankfully, today's update is more meaningful, and Apple is officially calling these AirPods Max 2. AirPods Max 2 are powered by Apple's latest H2 chip that has long been part of AirPods Pro and AirPods 4. Apple says that this H2 chip powers an upgraded active noise cancellation experience for users. ANC is 1.5 times more effective on AirPods Max 2, while transparency mode is also better thanks to a new digital signal processing algorithm optimized for H2 and the AirPods Max microphones. With these changes, Apple says that transparency mode sounds even more natural than before. In addition to the improvements to ANC and transparency, the H2 chip in AirPods Max 2 also enables a ton of new software features. There's support for live translation, adaptive audio, conversation awareness, voice isolation, studio quality audio recording, loud sound reduction, Siri interactions via head gestures, and camera remote. If you're an AirPods Pro user, those features are nothing new, but it's great to finally get them on AirPods Max. Like the previous AirPods Max, the new model supports 24-bit, 48 kHz lossless audio when connected with USB-C. The overall hardware design of AirPods Max 2 is identical to their predecessors, and it still comes with the same smart case as before. AirPods Max 2 cost $549, and they'll be available to order starting Wednesday, March 25th, and will begin shipping in early April. And you can choose from the same color options as before: midnight, starlight, orange, purple, and blue. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. If you're working on taxes right now, your Mac probably has everything: returns, invoices, receipts, and years of financial records. If you use iCloud, your files are synced across devices. On an iPhone, that also includes device backups. On a Mac, it mostly keeps things in sync, and that works well for access. But if your Mac failed tonight, could you restore everything tomorrow? Time Machine is excellent, but it requires a local drive. That's where Backblaze comes in. Backblaze runs automatically in the background and creates an off-site backup of your entire Mac with version history, including external drives. You install it once and you're set. iCloud for sync, Time Machine for local backup, and Backblaze for automatic off-site protection. Go to backblaze.com/9to5Mac. And get 20% off with code 9to5daily. My thanks to Backblaze for their support of the show. Running out today, Apple named Steve LeMay its Vice President of Human Interface Design last December, following the departure of Alan Dyde to Meta. At the time, this led to speculation that Apple might walk back its liquid glass design language under LeMay's leadership. In yesterday's edition of his Power On newsletter, however, Mark Gurman said this isn't in the cards. On the other hand, Apple is revisiting a setting that could let some anti-liquid glass iPhone users scale back the design. According to Gurman, not only will iOS 27 not include any big changes to liquid glass, LeMay himself was a driving force behind the redesign in the first place and was deeply involved in its development. This contradicts the running theory that liquid glass was pioneered primarily or solely by Alan Dye. As such, the latest internal versions of iOS 27 and macOS 27 don't reflect major design changes, and there are no other signs that another overhaul is currently in active development. During development of iOS 26, however, Gurman says that Apple started working on a system-wide slider that would allow users to finally control the level of the glass effect. Apple ultimately implemented the slider on the lock screen clock, but hit engineering challenges when trying to expand it system-wide. That includes things like app folders, the home screen, and navigation bars. For iOS 27 coming later this year, however, Apple seemingly hopes to make this a system-wide option. Whether or not it succeeds remains to be seen, but the idea is that adding that slider and making broader engineering improvements and bug fixes with iOS 27 should be enough to shift the entire conversation around liquid glass and make it clear that it's the future of iPhone design. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller, and we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.